This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, I saw a list of overrated and underrated players on a team, and I saw that Amari Cooper was an overrated free agent and that Byron Jones is an underrated free agent.
She said
no, not that kind of list, Shippy. I appreciate that, though. Mm-hmm. And it got me to kind of thinking, all right, so, and this is maybe just media trying to, hey, these guys are that, because it does give you a very small sense of what a guy is, right? If we're just kind of putting them labeling them and putting them in a box somewhere. But I started wondering, Mike, and I'm very curious about the way a clubhouse and a locker room work. If a guy gets paid and doesn't deserve it, do his teams have a less respect for him? And do his teammates get upset with the franchise for signing another guy or for letting go another guy that maybe should have deserved it? Because if I think Byron Jones, we can all agree that dude puts in the work, he puts in the effort, and he on game day, that dude shows up. Now, he may not, and you can say, well, interceptions are overrated or whatever, and that's fine. I'm fine with that because he does cover well. But I do also agree that Amari Cooper puts in work and he shows up too, but man, he was missing for some games this year. Yet the Cowboys this offseason are probably going to commit $20 million to him and $0 to Byron Jones.
Well, I think there's a valid point here, and this can be the case. And I'm drawing a blank on when it came to possibly going outside the organization and getting somebody versus staying with a guy who's done all the right things. And so I don't think the Cowboys fall into this situation because everybody who's on this team that's been average to above average has been paid and paid a lot of money. Byron Jones is actually most likely next week going to be the first guy that is an above average player for the Cowboys in the last, let's say, 8 years that is going to move on to another team that the Cowboys didn't reward for what he did in his first 4 to 5 years as a Dallas Cowboy. So I don't think the Cowboys are going to look at this, whether it's the offensive line, his teammates on the defensive side, Jalen Smith, or a guy like DeMarcus Lawrence, who've both recently been paid a lot of money. I don't think they're going to be upset with this.
Right.
But I do think, like, my other example would be a team like the Steelers. They've been a great organization for a long time. I know they don't have the championships that the Patriots have, but they have multiple championships, and they make the playoffs almost every year. They've done some things that I thought, man, that's going to hurt the chemistry of that team. I mean, they're letting go of a really valuable player who's still in his prime but getting close to the end of his prime, and those players are going to get mad, and they keep doing this. So, man, if you're on the Steelers – and you do well, but you get to be 28 or 29 years old, they don't seem to want to reward those guys no matter what they did for the organization, unless you're the quarterback. But as long as that team who won 11 games goes ahead and wins 12 games the next year, and then they do it again to some other player, and then they win 11 games and 12 games, and they keep winning that amount of games and keep pretty much consistently making the playoffs.
They can do whatever they want.
Right, the players look at it and go, man, I don't like this. And I'm probably not going to be a Steeler for more than 5 to 7 years of my career, and they're going to let me go. But being in this organization, it does win.
That's really interesting because the Patriots always, like, I love the Patriots mentality of, listen, we're going to be able to be successful because of what we have established. We'll eventually figure out how to work a guy in. But the Cowboys, it always seems like the Cowboys are more willing to pay you based on what your past value was perceived. One of the reasons Amari Cooper is perceived as more valuable is because they traded a first-round pick for him. Well, and he also has done this before, so obviously we can project that he's going to do that in the future. Bill Belichick's process is, what can you do for me this week? And if you can't do it for me this week and I can't, I'll move on and I'll find somebody that can. And then next week, I'll have a different set of problems on my hand. But you know what? I'll be able to figure it out because I'm smart enough to do it. Cowboys
haven't
The Cowboys have always, and with under Jason Garrett, I wonder how different this is under Jason Garrett. It seemed like the Cowboys were more along the lines of, hey, just, you know, for 16 games, yeah, we need this. Yeah. And that's all that mattered. Now, I just saw this from Ed Werder. He says, my sense from speaking to Cowboys sources, the team is working hard to reach agreement with Amari Cooper, and that Cooper and his agent seem motivated at the moment to get something done. To me, present indications are that he could be signed before Dak Prescott. I didn't expect that.
Okay, I wonder if this, Amari Cooper did do the interview with the nosebleed seats last week and talked about how much he'd like to be a Dallas Cowboy. And I wonder if he's doing this to his agent, not forcing him to make a deal with the Cowboys, but saying, hey, I really want to be a Cowboy. If it's not going to work out, I'll go somewhere else. But if you can work it out with the Cowboys, let's work it out with the Cowboys. And I think the Cowboys are in a situation where they don't want to use both franchise tags because they might have – the Jones family probably has a good idea along with other owners on how that vote is going with the players. And I just – if they're getting a sense that, hey, these people are upset because they voted yes and they want to change their vote to no, and we're getting an idea that – I don't know if they've been counted or not. Like if the owners – I mean, I think the owners probably know what the vote is at right now. Maybe they're not supposed to know, but I bet they already know – what the vote is at. And if the Jones family sees the vote right now is 58% yes, 42% no with 1,000 votes in, they might go, whoa, we better get something done with Amari or Dak because one of them is going to be a free agent if we don't, because we're not going to have both franchise and transition tag to use this offseason. So maybe that's forcing their hand a little bit.
Very interesting.
And then Amari Cooper might be telling his agent, I really want to be a Dallas Cowboy. It doesn't mean that I have to if you can't get a deal close to what we want, but can you work out something with the Cowboys so I don't get offered this awesome deal from the Colts?
Yeah.
And I don't really want to be a Colt, but I'll take it because he's talked about he hates cold weather with Jane Slater at the Pro Bowl. He doesn't want to play anywhere where it's cold weather. And yeah, I know the Colts play indoors, but maybe he just doesn't want to be in anywhere where it's cold. And so he doesn't want to get an offer where his agent's like, you got to take it. It's $3 million per year with the Colts over the Cowboys, and that's over a five-year period. That's $15 million more dollars they're offering you than the Cowboys are offering you. Maybe he doesn't want to get put in that situation.
Maybe so. Maybe so. I want to go back to the Byron Jones, Amari Cooper comparison, because I'm fine letting go players that, and I know people hate this phrase, aren't the right kind of guy. I don't like letting go of right kind of guys.
Okay.
All right. Like I'm fine with moving on from players that don't put the work in. I'm fine with moving on from players that have problems fitting in the locker room. Obviously, I want all the talent that I can get. Like I'm okay, always trying to acquire all the talent. But if I have to make a choice, I would rather take the dude that I know is going to show up and give everything.
Take the positions out. So you want the Cowboys to sign Byron Jones over Amari Cooper. That's what I'm hearing from you, but I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Well, because I don't and I'm trying to make this.
You think Cooper's the wrong type of guy?
I think the clubhouse is a delicate place, but you're saying that the guys that have already been paid aren't going to care because they got paid. I think there are more guys on your team that aren't paid that are like, how do I get paid? And once you start to believe that I don't have to be there every week, I don't have to do all the things that it takes to be a champion.
Yeah.
I don't have to, you know, Michael Irvin was real big on, a lot of guys just showed up to get checks, and I went to my coach and told them each one of them to get rid of them because I wanted guys that were there to win championships. I think
we're working so hard.
Yeah, I think that once you start to see that the leaders of your team aren't held to a certain standard, or don't hold themselves to a certain standard, then you don't either. And I could say that within this building. I hate seeing people that don't work hard. Whenever you're working your ass off trying to get somewhere, and some people just kind of show up and roll the ball out there and say, all right, let's do this thing, it doesn't make me feel motivated to give my best effort. And that's the way that I would feel if I was a player too. And I wonder how that is in other clubhouses. If Rougned Odor is getting this kind of a contract, and he's not giving all that effort, but he's still getting paid and still getting those opportunities. What gives me the motivation to go out there and work even harder than him if I'm not even going to get a shot or if I'm not even going to get that chance? And so you're saying, Cowboys, that Amari Cooper, who doesn't show up every you know, on road games, is going to get $20 million, but Byron Jones, who shows up every week and nobody can throw against him, isn't getting paid anything? That doesn't make any sense to me. And that's just an organizational philosophy that I don't like.
I hear you. I just don't think there's any Cowboys that feel that way, as far as I know, about Amari Cooper versus Byron Jones. I hate to
do
this, right?
But does that make any sense in other locker rooms, or am I wrong?
No, you're right. It does, and I'm just going to turn it to this. And all we can go on what we hear, right, is I'm going to turn it to another guy that was a little bit more of maybe what you're talking about. He wanted to win bad but wouldn't show up to meetings. Would argue with coaches.
David Irving?
Dez Bryant.
Okay.
One of the most popular Cowboys in the last 20 years, I think, you know, or 15 years. And I'm not trying to take a shot at Dez Bryant here. I think Dez Bryant brought a lot to the Cowboys organization. I just wonder if I'd now change it with Dez Bryant, because his popularity, right? Amari Cooper hasn't gotten near the popularity that Dez Bryant got when his contract was up, right? I mean, Dez was like, we got to sign Dez. So many people love Dez. To this day, people still think Dez is going to be the best wide receiver in football somehow when he comes back this year. Is Dez was a guy that wouldn't show up to meetings or show up late or not pay attention or tell coaches to just be quiet and let him do his thing or interrupt practice because he wanted to get his one-on-one on. They're all not negative things, because he's very competitive in some of those things. He's very competitive with his coaches because he wanted to win and he felt like the coaches weren't doing what he felt like was in the best interest of himself or the team. And sometimes he got so competitive, and we saw it in All or Nothing. Like, I don't care about practice of the 53 guys. I care about showing up Jordan Lewis right now. And so it's like, okay, so we're going to have to stop practice and just do a Jordan Lewis versus Dez Bryant 5-minute session and practice is over because we have to do the Dez Bryant thing right now. And so I think that where I'm going with this is, if it was Dez Bryant, because I know you love Dez Bryant, right?
Everybody does.
Would you say the same things if it was Dez Bryant based on like popularity versus Byron Jones? Would you just be like, we have to.
Popularity with his teammates?
Yeah. He's not popularity with his teammates. Okay. Popularity with the public.
Okay.
So you love Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant, now it's 2014 all over again.
Right.
It's Dez Bryant versus Byron Jones. If you're talking right guy versus wrong guy, if we're just talking about the personality and not the talent, we'd say Dez Bryant is a much more talented wide receiver than Byron Jones, right? Than Byron Jones being a cornerback.
Yeah, I can see that.
Would you still feel the same way that we have to keep Byron Jones over Dez Bryant? Now we're talking talent. Well, I have a better talented player, but who causes more issues?
Dez Bryant had some injuries that kept him off the field. I know he wanted to be out there, but man, again, Byron's there every week. Like, Byron doesn't get injured. He's not hurt. He shows up. He does the job. He's really good. He's quiet. He's a perfect example of, if I say, hey, this is what we're going to do, and from the 601, never ever quit, guys. That's the kind of guy I want on my team. And I'm willing to pay those guys because I think that the guys in the locker room will see it and say, that's the guy that's getting paid. That's who I want to be. When Jason, and I know Jason Witten was who he was, and he's not the same guy now. But when DeMarco Murray came in, he said, I want to be like Jason Witten. Whatever supplements he's taking, I want to take those supplements too, because that's the bar. Now, is Amari Cooper the bar for Michael Gallup to become?
He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
And what I think here's the realistic part of if you let Amari Cooper go, won't some of the offensive players and even the defensive players, especially probably the defensive players who have nothing to do with the offense, they're not in the meetings, they'd be like, wait a second. So we were headed towards a top 10 pick in the draft. We traded for a guy. Our offense became relevant. We go 7-1 and win a playoff game. And now we're going to just let that dude walk? Hey, Jones family, do you not remember what we were without Amari Cooper? So I think you could have a lot of players upset if you let Amari Cooper walk, going, he changed a whole season, not just him, but that trade really changed the direction of the 2018 Dallas Cowboys.
From the 817, Byron Jones put his leg back together on the sidelines and missed one play. Those are the kinds of guys I want.
How is he running with a broken leg?
Just cut it off and let me get back out on the field.
But I think you love everybody.
Oh, man, that's interesting. All right, here's the other thing. So I do wonder how much, if the Cowboys are working on getting the deal done with Amari Cooper right now, how much is that going to affect Dak's decision? Y'all did it. Y'all went out and y'all made sure, y'all ensured that I have my wide receiver. Let's get a deal done for the long term.
I think Dak will be happy that Amari Cooper is re-signed if he is re-signed this week, but I don't think that will affect Dak at all at his numbers, that if he was like, let's just say he's at 37, 38 million. I don't know what he's at.
Yeah, sure.
But we know that he will not accept 33.5 million is what they're pretty much reporting that they did. Is I don't think all of a sudden if they sign Amari tomorrow that Dak's going to say, all right, now I'm down to 34 million. Just come up a half more million and we'll be there. So I don't think it's going to affect what he wants to do financially.
But I can totally see it being something where he's like, This is the right situation. But I agree with you. If you're trying to get money, get that money.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.